We'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight from the Art Barn, Amy Navratakis. She's the executive director, and she's got lots of things going on there. So, Amy, tell us what's going on at the Art Barn School of Art.
Hi. Thanks for having me on. Well, right now, the big thing that's happening is our juried art exhibition. So it's something we do every year, and this is the 27th year for it. So that's really exciting for us. And, the purpose of this exhibition for us is always to, you know, help us feature quality works of art from artists in the region. And this year we were able to open it up a little bit wider because our call for artists was done digitally. It was through like an online portal. So, and the, you know, the drop, the way our procedures worked this year, it was a little bit more friendly to people out of the area. So we were actually able to attract some people from Lafayette, from Ohio and Illinois and this region as well. So it was a little bit of a broader net. So we're excited about that.
And how many pieces do you have in the show?
We have about 90 pieces in the show, and they're hung salon style. So our gallery actually just went up yesterday, so I'm like thrilled by it. but yeah, there's 90 pieces, and we hang, you know, they're hung, we hang from like, you know, about top of the chair level up to the ceiling. So it's a very full.
And you gallery. Almost had how many entries? About, was it 200 or?
We can tell you, let's see, I can tell you right now. We had 198 pieces entered by 84 artists.
Wow.
And we selected 90. So that means 90 pieces didn't get in.
Right.
You know, so, but, you know, we tried to do a good job of representing as many of those artists as we could. So, but yeah, we're really excited about it this year. And we're going to be awarding about $3,600 in awards. So we normally have, in a non-COVID year, we would have more awards than that. I'm pleased with how fundraising went for it this year. So we'll have plenty to give out, plenty of wealth to spread around. So we're excited about that too.
Well, and you have a really exciting juror this year. Can you tell us about
him? Yeah. Oh, he was great. I just loved working with him. His name was Randall Roberts, and he's the assistant curator at the Midwest Museum of American Art. And that's in Elkhart. He was the juror for our show, and he also judged which pieces we're going to get the awards. So yeah, he was really great. I think, he really took a lot of time to review everybody's works, and, he took his time doing the judging too. So he took it all very seriously. And I think he was able to, you know, really help us, do the best that we could with our juring process. So yeah.
So he looks at them before they're up. Is that correct then?
Oh yeah. Good. Yeah. So he looks at them during the jury process, which was over a couple weeks. So we kind of turned things over to him so he could review everything and make his selections. And then he came to the Art Barn and made and viewed the pieces in person to be able to select the winners. So, yeah.
When does the exhibit open?
The exhibit opens, it's open starting Saturday. May 15th.
I have a strange little, it would have been Jan Sullivan's 100th birthday too this year.
Yeah. Yeah. So the exhibit opens on the 15th and the reception is going to be on June 5th. And so we'll be celebrating the artists that are part of this. So this year we're going to be celebrating our founder's 100th year. So she was still alive. She'd be 100 years old. And we're dedicating this year to her birthday. And this exhibition is also dedicated to her. So so at that opening reception, we're going to be kind of announcing that kickoff and our fundraiser for next year. So we've got some special plans for that.
We have about a minute left. So tell us some of the other things going on at the Art Barn School of Art.
Absolutely. So we're getting ready to, we've already started taking reservations for our summer classes, and that also includes summer camps. So we have quite a few new summer camps that are going to be happening. So we still have some space in those if anybody is interested. We're doing a pinata camp, a plushies camp, which is kind of making your own stuffed animal. And we also have our very popular clay camp as well. So that's a 2-week camp. So there are other things. I encourage you to visit our website to kind of get an idea about what all of those are. But summer camps are a big deal for us in the summer.
Quickly tell us the website.
Yeah, it's artbarnschool.org.
And you can also be found on Facebook.
Yes, yes. Art Barn School of Art, I believe, is what it is.
Art Barn School of Art is at 695 North 400 East in Valparaiso. And you can see the 27th Annual Juried Exhibition. Amy, thank you again for being on Art of the Year Spotlight.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you. Thank you.